Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WBQC.7 is online at WBQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
And two keys, he made the grade. Oh, Frosty. Rusty the Dope Man was a pusher man, they say. Well, he sold some snow, and the kiddies know how it's cut and how it's made. There must have been some magic in that old brown joint they found. For when they lit the bugger up, they began to dance around. But Frosty the Dope Man was as rich as he could know. And the kiddies say he can wheel and deal way down in Mexico. Look at Frosty plant those weird looking seeds. He'll get you anything that you need. Frosty the Dope Man knew the kids were into grass. So he said, smoke up and you'll get really messed up with all this dynamite stash. Well, down through the village where you'll find all the heads dealing here and there in Washington Square saying, you want to buy some Reds? Well, he went down to the streets of town right to the plainclothes cop. But he only sold a little bit when he heard him holler, stop! But Frosty the Dope Man couldn't stop to socialize. So he waits along saying, it'll be long before you get any special buys. Look at Frosty plant those weird looking seeds. He'll get you anything that you need.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
isn't that the war on drugs. It's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance, online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
FM. I still love it every time I hear it. Of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress, and we are kicking off the holidays shows today. And of course, we're going to have about, maybe 2 weeks running into the Xmas holiday and the Hanukkah holidays and the New Year's Eve and Day holidays. Holidays, holidays. Are you ready for the holidays, Burn Man?
I'm turning Jehovah Witness.
Well, you know what Prince says about that, right? You don't get old. You stay. You don't celebrate your birthday, so you.
Yeah.
You stay young forever. That must be the secret that he has, because he looks awful good. Of course, now, if y'all don't know out there, not to digress onto Prince, but he became a Jehovah's Witness when he teamed up with a guy named Larry Graham. If you don't know who Larry Graham is, it's all his fault. But it's his fault that we've got funky bass, too. So I guess I can give, you know, not have an issue for the Jehovah's Witness with Prince as long as we can have the funky bass. What do you think, Birdman?
No problem with me.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up the Graham, like Graham Cracker, Graham Central Station. If you don't know who they are founded, of course, by Larry Graham. He is the bass player of Sly and the Family Stone, who invented the funk bass and later turned on Prince, the Jehovah's Witness. Anyway, that's my story for the day. But it is, again, the holidays show, the kickoff anyway, and we're doing some really cool music. Some of you may have heard some of it. Some of you may not have heard any of it. So stay tuned. We started off with we're gonna couch today's show a little bit. So stay tuned for that later, the other half, the other end of the couch. The first end of the couch, though, was Carol of the Buds from the Cannabis Chorus. And then, I don't know who did it, but I've been playing it for years. I've never known who did it. I guess we could look it up and find out. I'll do that over the break. But the song is Frosty, the Dope Man. Years and years. That's such an old song, it's ridiculous, because it was early 90s when I was on the air and playing that song. And so I love playing it every year. So stay tuned. We got a lot of really, really cool music to check out today. And, of course, coming up over the next few weeks, we're going to be doing a lot of Christmas, Xmas, hempy stuff, and even some Hanukkah stuff. Notice how I can say Hanukkah. You know, some Jews can do that, but it's kind of like the Spanish roll of the tongue.
Yeah, that's what I was just...
I can't do that very well, but I can do the Hanukkah really well. Anyway, now we are just going to be bullcrapping today because I'm going to be reading some news and stuff. So if there is anybody out there that wants to call in and share today with the Hempy Days story or something... Or whatever, you can, of course, call us here at the station at 513-564-9600. And, of course, we are Hemp Rock. As I said, the Burn Man's rolling up the pot today.
If you want to share your buds, you can bring them on down.
That's, yeah, we take all donations. And if you share, we'll share. It's the name of the game, right? Especially during the holidays season. So, it is the time for sharing. And, you know, it's time for Christmas trees. I see Christmas trees everywhere. But just remember this. You're not really supposed to cut the Christmas tree. If you cut the Christmas tree and bring it in the house and throw some electric lights on it, you'll see some pretty lights, but you won't be able to eat the mushroom and see the real pretty lights. That's what I believe. I think you should leave the tree out in the woods or the forest or your backyard. Let the mushrooms grow. Pick them when the Bible tells you to. Or Jack Hare, whichever comes first. Wherever you figure it out first, it doesn't really matter. And eat of the mushrooms before the deer gets it and their noses turn red and they start flying. And then you can enjoy the pretty lights without killing the tree. I believe if you cut the tree, you've killed your connection to the universe because the mushrooms will no longer grow. The Hindus say the same thing about the cow. That's why you don't kill the cow in the Hindu beliefs. If you do, you kill the...
You can't get no more mushrooms out of the cow field.
That's right. There goes the cow piles, and there goes the mushroom. I think they knew something. But that's just the beginning of some of the things we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks going into the new year. You know, 2012, everybody goes, oh, the Mayans knew, the Mayans knew. I think that their society ended, and that's why they stopped counting. At least the society at the time that put that together, okay? I was watching a show over the weekend about some of the Mesoamerican tribes and stuff and how they survived and then fell. and how at one time they people believed that the Mayans were a peaceful, loving people and hippie stuff and all that. And then it turns out they were doing sacrifice and other things and warrior mind and the Aztecs as well. And this is not a, I don't want to say this is a derogatory statement because I just see it as a cultural thing, that every culture has things that in the past have still stayed in their present day. And I think that some of the tactics that the cartels do today with their scare tactics, hanging people from bridges, cutting their heads off, all goes back to tribal war. Same behavior. Whoever wants to be in power is going to cut the head off of the other guy and maybe even eat his heart. That's what they did then. So for those out there that think, oh, 2012 is it? Hey, it is if we want to make it. But who says the Mayans knew what they were talking about? They were sacrificing people. Now, maybe they really weren't sacrificing people and they were really sacrificing the mushroom. I don't know. Think about that for a while. Either that or, like a lot of religions, started out with the mushroom and then the people lost the real thing and misunderstood and said, oh, we have to sacrifice people. No, it was sacrificing the mushroom and you screwed it up along the way. There might be some element of that. Do I have any facts or proof? Of course not. I'm just throwing out some ideas to get people thinking what cultural differences are, why we celebrate Christmas, why my people would celebrate Hanukkah. Everybody has different reasons for everything. So if you got anything to say about that kind of stuff, give us a call and we'll talk about that. But we, as I said, we do have a lot of really, really cool music to play today and in the next few weeks. So stay tuned for all of that. And I'll just jump to the first story that I have. I'm going to go down the line of some of the stuff. You know, we've been talking about Amsterdam lately and Holland and what's going on over there. We got a bunch of idiots that our evil politicians over here and our evil corporations have paid off to go do the dirty work over at Amsterdam and change their laws and kill their tourism. Again, I got tulips in my yard burn, man.
You probably got friends in Copenhagen.
Well, you know, didn't we predict here that the next, where's the next cannabis cup going to be?
In Copenhagen, my guess.
Didn't we say that? Yeah, well, yeah. Now we've got Dale Geringer, originally from Cincinnati, who leads California Normal, saying the same thing in email list. Oh, the next cannabis cup, Copenhagen. We see it. We see it. So
it ain't stopping nothing. Just
move it. You know, it's like roaches, where you find one, there's 1,000 hiding in the closet, and if you turn the light on here, we'll go over here if we have to go to the dark. The difference is that in Amsterdam, they didn't have to be in the dark.
Yeah, they get to lose all that tourist money now.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said.
After the first year, they might realize what's really going on.
Yeah. So do you have tulips in your yard, Burn Man, in the springtime? Do you have tulips coming up?
Might have, I guess. All kinds of different flowers pop up out of bulbs.
Yeah, yeah, the bulbs are great because you don't have to do nothing. You plant them once. Well, I grew up with tulips, and they're still in a yard where I live now, and or the yard where I, not a yard, the yard. And I don't have to go to Amsterdam to look at all the pretty tulips. I mean, they're beautiful, but I can see them live in my yard. Why do I want to spend $2,000 to go to Amsterdam just to see the tulips? I can't smoke them.
Do a Google image search and I'd look at them real good.
Yeah, exactly.
Save my $2,000.
Exactly. So we're not the only people complaining about what's happening over in Amsterdam. This came out actually in 07, this stuff started. Okay. I love this. And I'm sure it's getting worse now, not only for them, but for everybody else. But this was in 2007. This is how long this has been going on now, where they're trying to change things over there. Dutch police complain it is their right to smoke cannabis while off duty. This is like 4 years ago, but still, the bottom line is that it's getting worse. So now not only will the cops not be able to get high, anybody on the street, because usually, you know, in Amsterdam, if you're on the street smoking, the cops go, hey, whatever, hey, how you doing? So
give me the roach or something like that.
Yeah, give me the roach. Yeah. So, and this was new rules back then that was banning them for smoking while off duty. That's like, you know, these companies that say you can't smoke tobacco. No, I don't anymore. And if you want to, if you want to die, go ahead. I don't care. It's your choice. Just don't blow it in my face. But I think if you work at a place and want to smoke off duty, you should be able to. Now, I have a friend, and I'm going to make this complaint live on the air. I actually like this place occasionally. It's not something you do all the time. But I'm a little bit disgusted with, and I'll say which even location, because I don't really know whether or not it was the location or the corporate. But I have a friend that I've known for many, many years. That's the girlfriend of a kid. He's a man now that I know, who probably a decade now has worked at Red Lobster up in the Western Hills area. She was smoking a cigarette. The girl don't even smoke pot, Burn Man. She don't even smoke pot. Smoking her cigarette, pulling into the lot, took a couple of more hits before she put it out, and then got out of her car to go in, and they fired her for smoking on the lot. Employees are not allowed to smoke cigarettes on the parking lot when they're not clocked in on the clock. Girl, been there for years, great employee, fired her. Now this
probably more to it than just that.
Probably maybe somebody didn't like her, but yeah, corporate made a rule that you can't do that. So somebody saw her do that and fired her. Girl's got two children, one's Down syndrome, struggling to take care of him, in school to be a nurse, and they fired her. 10 years. And folks, tobacco's legal.
Best thing she could do is quit smoking cigarettes. You won't have that problem.
Or
quit playing her game.
If she wants to continue smoking cigarettes, because it is legal, it's just, you know, you can't smoke in certain areas. It's not healthy, but either is McDonald's.
Smoke something that is healthy, like some marijuana.
Eat something that's healthy, too. Don't go to McDonald's or Rally's and all that crap.
I wonder if that stuff's even really food at McDonald's.
Not really.
Yeah, they're showing. Put the fries out. They let the fries sit out for like a year.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Next to some other fries, and they all got moldy, the other ones. A year later, the McDonald's fries look like they just came out of the
deep fryer.
Out of the deep fryer.
Yeah, and you can see that in what program? There's a documentary on that.
Food Incorporated might be one.
I think
of them.
Food Inc. You got it.
You can see quite a bit of it on YouTube.
True. That's true. Yeah, what Birdman is talking about, if you haven't seen it, the guys take... actually, I don't think it's Food Inc. It's a different one. It's from the same guy that did Super Size Me, not Super High Me.
Oh, yeah.
Super okay. Size Me. Then. Same guy put that the other documentary together. All of it is really educational if you want to learn about crappy food and how you should eat. He's talking about where they take a hamburger from a place that makes fresh hamburgers, a McDonald's hamburger, a Burger King hamburger, fries from all of the different places. So you got fresh cut fries still with the skin on, deep fried. Then you've got the Burger King fries and the McDonald's fries, and they put all of this stuff lined up on a counter in separate jars. Sealed separate jars. And every day they go back and they film this, the deterioration and the composting of these different types of fast foods, and which one deteriorates and which one starts to rot quicker. And he's right, Birdman says the McDonald's fries, first of all, the Big Mac takes 3 to 4 weeks longer to start rotting than the fresh regular hamburger.
Yeah, I was wondering if that stuff's really even food, some kind of plastic or something.
Well, yeah. So, again, if somebody wants to eat McDonald's, I have no issue with that. I think they should be educated on what the McDonald's is and what the good food is, and how we do that, I don't know, other than First Amendment, like what we're doing. But somebody wants to smoke cigarettes, great. It's up to them if they want to kill themselves. You don't have to do it in my face, though. You can go outside. And isn't that the whole point that I'm talking about, is that she was outside. She wasn't even on the clock, so she wasn't even considered an employee yet in that respect. They have the outside chairs and tables for their customers. They can smoke in there. Not in, but, you know, on their property. So if some of the employees, I mean, I don't care. I would much rather somebody sit in their car and smoke with the window down if they want, off the side of the parking lot, because that's where employees are supposed to park. What really bothers me is those chairs and tables out on the front that I got to walk by to get into the place. The smoke hits me in the face. So it goes back to mandating, whether it's inside or out, an exhaust system. If you mandate that businesses that want to allow smoking have to have a certain standard in exhaust to get that smoke away, even if it's outside. You can blow the, you can suck that smoke out the roof of that patio away from the front door. How many jobs could that create, Birdman, mandating that businesses have to do that? But get a tax break from the feds to be able to do that, or the state, so they can afford to do it in order to keep their employees and keep their businesses going.
I quit smoking 4 years ago, and I could sit right next to someone smoking, and it doesn't bother me, period.
Oh, it does me, and if it's coming my way.
I think that's people's imaginations.
Well, I assure you.
Besides, what you just suggested was they put a bunch of expensive equipment, and there goes the price of the food or wherever.
Well, that's why I said give them a tax break. Then they're not, they're giving money to a business that puts in the exhaust system. It allows comfort for not only the people that want to smoke, but also those like me that don't. And I assure you, it's not my imagination.
Best way to do that is leave it up to the owner. If you want to smoke there, you smoke there. If you don't, well, there's another place down the street. Just go on down there.
Yeah, I have no, I think that's a, that and
that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and those then that choose to allow it have to have the exhaust, because it is a health hazard. It is a health hazard. Superman's wife died because she was a singer in lounges where there wasn't any ventilation, and she got lung cancer for being the singer sitting on the stage where the smoke is.
You just hang a sign there that says, breathe at your own risk.
Well, again, there is that. I think that there should be that, but I still think that it creates jobs.
I know it creates jobs.
Yeah. Creates jobs, and also for people like me that maybe I want to go eat at Fridays or something, someplace, but keeps me from my choice. So if somebody, I think, wants to allow smoking,
well,
they should mandate
that. That's the owner's choice,
not
your choice.
What's that?
It's the owner of the restaurant's choice. Shouldn't be your choice.
Well, if he chooses.
If you don't want to eat here, don't eat here.
That's right. Well, then I don't. Go somewhere else and ask them to create the same food. So I think consumer choice has a lot to do with it as well. I think it's a balance that we have to find, and that's why I think that if a business wants to
have
it.
The more laws they make, the worse you are.
The thing about laws is that it's not about less laws. It's about the kind of laws that actually work, not just random laws. Okay, that's where my particular point is on laws, period. Well, some laws work, some don't, and what we should be doing is investigating more thoroughly. The Senate people should really read the laws that they're putting into effect, and if it's something that can actually help society and create things, I don't have an issue with it, as long as that's what it's doing and it's not costing a lot to where it makes somebody not be able to do it, okay? Because if, you know, if it's mandated that if somebody wants to have smoking in a business, that they should at least allow for ventilation, okay, then it allows the owner of the business also their choice. They don't have to do it, but if they choose to allow smoking, they need to do that. If they don't want to spend the money, they don't allow it. So again, it's the kind of thing you got to look at to see what's going to be the best way. And such as the sunset law that, of course, they left on the books longer. A sunset means at the end of a year, it's sunset. Try it for a year, see what happens. If it doesn't work, go to something else. That's the problem with a lot of laws. They put it, they mandate it, it's going to be that way, and then it takes forever to try to overturn it. They need to at least try things. But I can assure you, you're wrong, Burn Man. The reason why it doesn't bother you to sit around people smoking cigarettes is because...
Been around it all my life.
No, I'm going to tell you why. And he knows that I'm telling the truth, because I yell at him all the time for it. You still smoke tobacco. That's why it doesn't bother you. You smoke tobacco every time you smoke pot in a blunt. And because you still smoke tobacco, whether you accept that fact or not, Burn Man, it doesn't bother you. But for somebody like me, I can't smoke but more than one hit of the blunt, and I can't sit in a room with tobacco if it's in my face. If it's going in the downwind and I'm upwind and it's not in my face, I can't even smell it. It doesn't bother me. But as soon as that tobacco smoke hits my lungs, I am choking, and then it hurts to smoke a joint. Last night, I asked my son to roll a couple of joints. I thought he rolled three and picked up two of them and lit the short one. Turned out it was a rolled cigarette, and I didn't realize it. I'm sitting there going, oh my god, what did I do? That's because...
Especially when you try to smoke it like a joint.
Well, I don't do that. I just hit it. I don't go... I'm not one of those smokers. I take a hit just like it's a cigarette, and the reason why is that makes my brain think I'm hitting a cigarette. Even after 17 years, that mental desire could still be there, and it kind of feeds that, okay? But so think about it for a minute. You know, the difference is that you still smoke tobacco, so it doesn't bother you. I've been around tobacco my whole life. Since I was a kid, I used to sit there and suck in my dad's Winston smoke, because I thought it was cool because I could get some tobacco because I couldn't smoke in front of him at 11, 12, 13 years old. So I'd be sitting in the back seat smoking my dad's secondhand smoke.
There you go. Everyone should just start smoking blunts.
Well, see, I think that makes your tobacco addicting and harmful. I mean, your cannabis, I'm sorry. So if you want your cannabis to be harmful and addictive, mix it like the Europeans do with tobacco. Okay. I say it's choice. You can. I choose not to do that because it hurts me. And after 17 years and a half of not smoking tobacco, except for last night, and a couple of hits when I lit somebody's cigarette years ago just to see what would happen, and people secondhand smoke, I can assure you it hurts. It's not in my mind. I actually start choking, whether I can smell it. You know, I can walk into a business that people are sitting out smoking, and the smoke hits me in the face, and then I can't breathe. It's not my imagination. So there's balance. We have to figure out balance, you know. In the meantime, let's roll on into some really good stuff. You know, the last song we played was Frosty the Dope Man, so we're going to keep a running theme on the snowman, even though there's no snow. And that I'm not exercising for snow. I'm not, like, beating the drum for snow. I'd rather beat the drum for no snow. A little bit of rain, but no snow. When I was 5, it was fun. Now I'm over 50. It's not fun anymore. So for you guys out there in Colorado, you keep all the snow out there. In the meantime, we're going to roll into some Jet Baker. Birdman roll-up clip number 6. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It's Hemp Rock, and we're stoned.
White flakes fall and they twirl around all day long and they hit the ground. I hear the sound through the quiet, hushed winter storm. Coming from the corner in the back, puffing bong. Ice cold bong smoke, smell it in the hood. Dude, the stoner snowman is always puffing good. Cinnamon red hot eyes all glazed. Cookie for a nose, been puffing all day. Roll a big ball of snow, then another, boy, you know you got an ice cold brother. Treadlock, mop top, puffing on the cash crop, everybody come along. Roll a big ball of snow, then another, boy, you know you got an ice cold brother. Do the donut snowman, now where you gonna be? Do the donut snowman, puff with me. Sorry all y'all down south, he won't be coming. Y'all are warm all year, so I don't want to hear complaining. He'll be up in the snow belt, chilling where he don't melt down from the heat or melt down from the weed. And you can see him in the backyard, and maybe in the front yard, or maybe in the park. And when you see him, you won't mistake him. You want to meet him, or then you make him. Roll a big ball of snow, then another, boy, you know you got an ice cold brother. Tie-dye t-shirt, puffin' cause his tides hurt, everybody come along. Roll a big ball of snow, then another, boy, you know you got an ice cold brother. Do the donut snowman, the way you're gonna be. Do the donut snowman, fuck with me. Do the donut snowman, the way you're gonna be. Do the donut snowman, fuck with me. In the morning when I'm walking in the park, fuck with me. A donut snowman, I will do some dancing in the dark. Fuck with me. Donut snowman. Okay, here's the deal. If you fuck with me, donut snowman, then I'll hook you up. I'll roll a big ball of snow, then another two. If you wanna, got an ice cold mama. Beach towel, mini skirt, looking like a big flirt. Now you got it going on. Roll a big ball of snow, then another two more. If you wanna, got an ice cold mama. Do the donut snowman, now where you gonna be? Do the donut snowman, fuck with me. Oh yeah. I see the donut snowman all around the neighborhood. Donut snow girls. You can hear him talking. They talk to each other. I've heard him.
Donor snowman. Pretty chilly.
Yeah, chilly. Yeah, well, yeah, I got a chilly willy.
My nipples are like icicles.
Melt down, with the snowman. Melt down, the donut snowman, now where you gonna be? To the donut snowman, talk with me.
Pull the big dollar snow, then another, then another. Boy, you know you got an ice cold brother.
Dreadlock, mop top, put it on the cash cup. Everybody come.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Nelson and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at facebook.com/teapotparty or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one.
WVQC.
Yeah, all
right. Radio for the people, by the people.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WVQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
All right, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man rolling up the pot. Now, I want to remind everybody of something. I've not been able to see it, and I actually last week forgot to remind you about it. But this is a reminder, if you have cable and the Discovery Channel, the episode 3, actually there's been 2 episodes already, so if anybody's out there that knows where to watch this, I looked on Discovery Channel, actually I think I have in another browser a link for that, and you can see previews and clips from it, but I haven't found the full program yet. It's possible. Well, maybe there is. Weed Wars/episodes. Anyway, this, of course, as I said, is Weed Wars in the second part of Discovery's 4-episode reality TV series, Weed Wars. Steve D'Angelo and the Harborside Health Center team fight the IRS attempt to shut down their Oakland marijuana medical marijuana dispensary. Now, it says that episode 3 will be this Thursday at 10 p.m., and this comes, of course, from Celeb Stoner covering it, and you can go to Steve not Steve D'Angelo, Steve Bloom cites Celeb Stoner, and he gives a rundown of some of the stuff that's happening in that show. Love to watch it. As I said, I don't have cable, so I'm gonna click on the link and see if it takes me real quick to the episode guide, and I'll tell you what it says. And if there's, it says it's got the videos, so check it out. That's at the discoverychannel.com. And in the meantime, I'm going to go back to a little bit of the theme we were just on, talking about the Amsterdam cops. This is coming from this past November 20th. I had this opened recently and didn't get a chance to cover it for you. This is out of Arizona. ACLU files suit on behalf of a fired probation officer. What do you think about that? It says, this is out of Phoenix, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union of Arizona, filed a lawsuit in federal district court on behalf of a former Mojave County probation officer who was fired after adding his name to a Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP, letter in support of a California ballot measure to decriminalize marijuana. More and more members of the law enforcement community are speaking out against failed drug policies, and they don't give up their right to share their insight and engage in this important debate simply because they receive government paychecks, said ACLU of Arizona legal director Mr. Pochada. In this case, Mojave County adult probation officials decided to punish a public servant who works on the front lines with communities most affected by drugs rather than respect his right to speak out on his own time about the need to reform marijuana laws. See, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're smoking cigarettes on your own time out in the parking lot at Red Lobster or speaking out First Amendment against the drug war on your own time as a probation officer. It's your own time. They need to stay out of your life. When you punch out of the clock, you're not on the clock anymore. At issue is the unlawful termination of Joe Miller, who worked as a probation officer for the Mojave County Adult Probation Department from January 07 to December 2010. In June of 2010, he added his name to a LEAP letter endorsing California's Prop 19, an initiative on that state's ballot last year that would have allowed adults over 21 to possess and grow little amounts of marijuana. LEAP, which states that its mission is to educate the public, the media, and policymakers about the failure of current drug policies, released the letter on September 13th last year and held a press conference in Oakland and L.A. declaring its support for the ballot measure. So we will see what comes from that. That was just filed in November, so we'll keep you up on that if we see it before you. A lot of you guys out there, of course, are on Facebook and see a lot of these links, but there are a lot of other people that it's new to all of them. I've got some people that I've been in this for now over 21 years, Burn Man, and I get a bang out of it. And they may even be listening, some of my friends that are now in Facebook and doing different things on the internet and freaking out about all the information that's out there and sending me links to things that I was talking about to them 20 years ago that they forgot about. And I get a bang out of it, but it doesn't matter. The point, I guess, is really it doesn't matter whether it's 40 years ago, 20 years ago, or next year. The sooner the better, though, in figuring out what's going on in the world and why we are in the shape that we are in. But now here's a flip side. I'm going to talk about this for a minute. And let's see. To keep up with our time today, Burn Man, I'm keeping up with my own time. Folks, we got about 6 minutes of letting me ramble. And then we're going to cut to some really great more Happy Days music. Now, I forgot to tell you,
that next song doesn't sound too good.
Well,
sounds depressing.
That's why we're playing that one first, and then some other ones to change the mind. Anyway, this is something I wanted to talk about last week. I love these kind of stories because people don't believe me when I tell them things like this. Years ago, when I was on Hemp Rock at the other station, there was a story that I heard on the local Blues Brothers news at the other station, big rock station here in town. I can't tell you which one it is. If you're here in Cincinnati, you know. But they were the News Brothers and some cool guys that did the news. And some people might think that when they did their news, it wasn't true, but they just got all the really great news. And the story that they told was very, very similar to the story I'm going to tell you. And nobody believed it then, and it's happened again. Charges dropped against Shane Bohr, man who gave cops middle finger. Again, the charges were dropped after he gave the cops the finger. This is out of Denver. A harassment charge has been dropped in the case of a 35-year-old Colorado man who faced prosecution for displaying his middle finger to a Colorado State Patrol trooper. The State Patrol said in a statement late Friday that it asked that the case be dropped. The ACLU had argued that while the gesture may have been rude, it amounted to protected free speech. According to the ACLU, Shane Bohr was driving to work in April when he saw a trooper pull over a car. As Bohr passed by, he extended his middle finger in the trooper's direction. Bohr was later stopped and received a criminal summons ordering him to appear in court to answer a criminal charge of harassment, which carries a possible 6-month jail term. Stephen Colbert satirically profiled a similar case in 2009. Again, they dropped those charges. The harassment charge had been dropped in the case. Now, the other story that I told years ago was in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Two guys from the college, two college students driving down the road, each had a beer in their lap, cracked open, and the passenger, as they drove by the cop, flipped off the bird to his right. The passenger did that. Cop got pissed off, pulled him over, charged him for disorderly or whatever the original charge was, and then busted him for the open flask, open beer in the car. Guess what happened, Burn Man?
They just missed the case.
It was thrown out for lack of evidence because the evidence of the beer had to be thrown out because it was an illegal pullover because it's First Amendment when you flip off a cop.
They probably got their ass smacked around a little bit before they got put in jail, too.
Well, that's possible.
I know it's what would happen in Covington.
Yeah, that would happen in Covington. Yeah. So that was about 1996, 97, 15 years ago, folks. So the First Amendment obviously still works if you flip off a cop. Now, I'm not encouraging you all to go flip off the cops, mind you. But it is legal if you choose to.
I might go try that after the show, see how it works.
So kudos to Shane Bohr. He's no bore. His life isn't boring, I'll tell you. But that was out of Denver. So at least if you're getting busted out in California or Colorado or anywhere else in the dispensaries, you have the right to, as you're being busted and harassed by the feds and the DEA and the local counties who want to stop medical marijuana, just flip them off because they can't do anything about that.
Wonder if you could do that to the judge. Court.
Obviously, the precedents have been set.
Yeah.
Now, does the judge have the right to go contempt of court? Yeah, but then you have an attorney to file an injunction against him, and because it's First Amendment. So, yeah. It doesn't say the First Amendment only applies outside of the courtroom, like smoking cigarettes. I think it applies inside, too. I don't know. But, I'll tell you what. Now, we've got a lot of things coming up over the next couple of weeks. Some different people I'm going to try to get on at the show. I want to talk about the Christmas mushroom coming up towards Christmas. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it was a story told by Jack Hare and folks like him. And we love and miss him. So we're gonna touch base from Jack towards Christmas and pick the brain of some people that would say the same things as Jack. And now, I will just say this, not to say that we're out here plugging for the guy, but for those folks who know about the mushroom, may or may not know that, and I'm sitting here and I'm going to blank right on his name because I got too many things floating in my brain, but Fear Factor is back on, folks. I've not had a chance to watch it. It's going to be starting, I think, this week or maybe next week. But you know who the host of Fear Factor is, Birdman. Come on. Give me his name.
I can't say his name, but I know who he is.
Talk about getting stoned and forgetting something you know really well. Anyway, you all know who I'm talking about. Major stoner, supports this movement, and has a sensory deprivation tank in his basement so he can do psychedelic trips.
He has a what?
You don't know what a sensory deprivation tank is? You ever see the movie Altered States?
No.
Where the guy gets in the sensory deprivation tank and takes Amanita muscaria mushrooms and turns into a primate? And goes running around at night eating animals in the zoo?
No, I never seen that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know some of you guys out there know what a sensory deprivation tank is. Some of you guys are like, or girls are like Burn Man, and are going, what in the world is that girl talking about? Well, we'll just leave it at that because we're going to be talking about things like that and how to really celebrate the holidays with a Z. Okay.
Yeah, we need some mushrooms to do that with.
And yep, that's exactly. Mushrooms or things like mushrooms. And if you combine them with a sensory deprivation tank, look out. You might turn into a primate. Now, we're going to leave you with that for now because we've got some really great holidays music that we're going to play on the way out of here. We got a lot more stories and a lot more information coming tomorrow. We'll be on from 1 to 3 tomorrow Eastern, of course. And I want to remind you, of course, Dana Beal, I talked to him the other day, is heading to Nebraska very soon and needs your help. So if anybody has any money out there after buying marijuana, please send your dimes and your nickels and dollars, whatever you got. And I don't mean your dime bags. Not that he wouldn't take it, but don't send your dime bags through the mail to Dana. Send your money to Brian Walker, his attorney, at P.O. Box 10, Lafarge, Wisconsin, 54639. If you didn't get it, call the Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP and get that information from us. Or send me an email at HempRock. In the meantime, we're going to roll on out of here. Burn Man's going to roll up the pot again. And please don't make it a blunt. and as he said, the next song sounds really sad. It's from Chief Greenbud. You know, and what would Christmas be without weed, right?
Yeah, Christmas without weed. Doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound good. After that, you're going to be smoking marijuana with his friends who do have weed. And then the other half, the other side of that couch from the Cannabis Chorus. It's Hemp Rock Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay high.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Well, I've been calling all my friends. Well, there ain't no weed to buy, so I won't be getting high unless I smoke these seeds and stems. Well, I called my old friend Mike. He asked me what I'd like. I'd like to find some Christmas pot. I enjoy smoking a lot in this town so fucking dry. A Christmas without weed is like the bulb without the tree. A bowl without the dough is like a sleigh without the snow. Can someone help me, please? Now the snowflakes start to fall. I still can't find no weed at all. Not a nickel or a dime. Running out of time, and I started to withdraw. A Christmas without weed is like the bulbs without the tree. A bowl without the dough is like a sleigh without the snow. Can someone help me, please? Well, dear Santa, won't you bring to me a big old sack of weed? Well, I'll be good next year, I swear. If you could find some pot to spare, and you could help a friend in need. Christmas without weed is like the bulbs without the tree. A bowl without the dough is like a sleigh without the snow. Can someone help me, please? Santa, don't you care? I've been pulling out my hair. Could you bring some pot to me?
papers, getting high off the vapors, a Metallica song as we smoke a bong, smoking marijuana with my friends, getting baked off the skunkweed, and I want to eat some munchies, my mouth getting dry, the cotton is high, smoking marijuana with my friends. In the meadow we can plant some reefer, all that we can harvest in the fall.
Imagine that, a meadow full of reefer.
And me and all my friends will smoke it all. Later on, we'll perspire as we roast by the fire. As we lay on the ground, pass the doobie around, smoking marijuana with my friends.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
WVQC, people-powered radio.